Okay, we are Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel in the Yerushalmi, and we are on Lamed Beis and Beis. We're in the Sugyas of Muksa. We spoke the past couple of days about buses, the Davar HaAsar, one of the types of Muksa. We spoke last time how extreme is buses, three different dais we had in the Tanaim, at Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. Remember, Rabbi Meir was the one that held, as we'll see, of the concept of Muktzah Machmas Mius, others held of buses, and we'll get back to the Shitas today, exactly what was held. But those are the three Shitas. Rabbi Shimon was the most Bekel Shita, as we will see. All Tanam hold of some Muktzah, and no Tana holds of every Muktzah. But different days in the Tanam, as we will see. So let's pick up with Reb Yirmiyah, about two-thirds of the way down on Lamed Beis. We mentioned, just remember, at the end of the last year, about some of the lumdis relating to buses, ladavar ha'asar. In the world of Muksa, why does buses, a dvar heter, that is the base, that is holding up, supporting, under a dvar iser, why is that? Muksa, that's buses, it becomes the base for a dvar ha'asar. Is that because the chefsa kind of loses its own status? And therefore, it becomes like the Dvar Muksa, and that's why it's Asr. That was one side. Or the other side was that, no, it's still its own entity, its own independent status, but you're Mesach Das, because it's underneath the Dvar Muksa, so you're not really thinking about using it anymore, and therefore you had a Hesach Das. That was enough. That was the difference. We said maybe that was an afkamina between the deos on yesterday's daf, on Daf Lamed Beis, relating to, does it have to be permanent or not? Just temporary designation, is that good enough to have the status continue afterwards or not? So that was the a little discussion. Another nafkamina could be how the heter for buses ladavar ha'aser uladavar hamutar works, right? That's one of the nafkaminas that Minchas Asher gives there in Shabbos and Simin Nun Beis, where he talks about this, right? We know if something is a bus ladavar ha'aser uladavar hamutar. So why is that mutter? Why is that mutter? So you got to work it out according to each of the shitas. There's no hezakadas because it's supporting something else. Or it doesn't lose its status to the Dvar Isser because it's also subservient to the Dvar Heter. Right? So therefore, it's not going to lose its own status. So both of those could work out. You just have to explain it differently based on what you hold. But there are other halachin nafkaminas in between. But now let's get to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Meir. So the halacha is like Rabbi Meir Shita, right, which we had on Amun Aleph, or Meir was the first Shita that says, you are allowed to move any ner except one that had been lit. Minaner hadolik b'shabbos. Your mayor holds of the concept that he does not hold a muksa machmas mius, but he does hold a basas ladavar ha'aser and migu deskatsoi. Once it's aser, so then it's always aser for the rest of Shabbos. That was Rabbi Meir. No mius, but yes basas and migu deskatsoi. Shmuel amar alacha Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel said alacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was later on in the Mishnah in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda held of Mius, right? He said, Ner Chadash, you're allowed to be Metaltel, but a Yashan, usher to be Metaltel because it becomes putrid, it becomes Mius after it's used when it is made out of Cheres. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar Alak, Rabbi Shimon is the most Mekel Shita. Bon Kumi Rabbi Yochanan at Ma'at Amar. Rabbi Yochanan knew, they asked in front of him, what do you hold? Amar Alon, Ani Ein Li Ela Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says, I always hold Halacha Gestam Mishnah. So I don't like the Mishnah. Which Mishnah? The one that we quoted. Rabbi Kala Neros Mitaltalin Chutz Ben Aner Hadolak B'Shabbos. Right, like Rabbi Meir Shita. You're allowed to move any Ner except that one that was lit on Shabbos. Meaning, but even if it wasn't lit on Shabbos, even if it's an old one, because he doesn't hold of the Muksa Machmas Mias issue. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Hori Be'it Rabulis. Rish Lakish Paskin in this place. Menorah Ketana Muteres Lataltala. Like Rabbi Shimon Shita, a small menorah, a small lamp, you're allowed to be metaltel after it went out. After it went out. Because it doesn't hold a mius, doesn't hold that the bus's status remains. But, and we'll see on later on in today's daf, Beis Hashem, that even Rabbi Shimon agrees by a big nair. We'll have to see why. By a big nair. Here, Rish Lakish says, menorah katana muteres lataltala. Rabbi Chelba, Rabbi Yavahu. Kumi, so what about these two rabbis? Kumi Rabbi Chelbo lo ma'abrin. In front of Rabbi Chelbo, they would not move a ner that was extinguished. Kumi Rabbi Yavo ma'abrin. In front of Rabbi Yavo, they would move a ner. Rabbi Yossi, Salak, Gabi, just a lot of different stories about what was Paskin. Remember, this was a time period pre-Shulchan Aruch, pre-accepted Psak. So how do you know what we hold? So you got to know, what did your Rebbe do? What did your Rebbe do? That's what all these discussions are. Rav Yasa Salik, Gabi Rebbe Tanchum, Bar Chiya, he went to Bar Chiya, Boy Mavarti Kumi, they wanted to remove it in front of him. Amarle Bifaneinu, in front of us you're moving it. Look at the Karbana Eda, Bifanai, Atar Rotsa Lasos came, Bitmiya, in front of me, Shuaya Talmud Rebbe Chalbo, I hold like Rebbe Chalbo. Rebbe Chalbo said, you're not allowed to move it, even after it went out, meaning like Rebbe Meir Shita. So what do you think you're doing? Rabbi Yosef Galilaya, Salakumi Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina, so he went to him, Boy Mavarte, he wanted to move it, Amarle, Man Sharalach, who said it's mutter? After all, Ashkechaz Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Ilei Dasun Chada. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are on one side, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan we saw hold like Rabbi Meir, they're in one group. Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Yerushim Ben Lakish, Ilei Dasharia Chada, they're in the other group, right? So it's one group against another group, so why should you be Mekel? You should be Machmir. If it's one against one, you should be Machmir. That's what the person who was Rabbi Yossi, who took part in this story. What's that? So if it's a Machlokes, it's like Treu Treu, so you should be Machmir? We're talking about Muksa. Muksa is a Derabanan. So shouldn't you say, right, stalemate is Lakula? Right, why is stalemate Lachumra here if we're talking about a Derabanan context? Right, he's looking at the Pnei Moshe. Hadavar Shakul, Ve'en Lanu Hechra Lahatir. It's Davar Shakul, so we can't be Matir. Why not? It's a Derabanan. So there is evidence, if you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim, it's printed on the side of the Gemara in Beis Adav Gimel, where the Gemara there in Gimel on the base discusses, it's also talking about Muksa there, it's talking about Nolad. Nolad, you have an egg that was laid on it, so you're not sure what day it was laid, before Yantif, after Yantif. So the Gemara there says, Sveika Asura. Safik Asur. So the Rishonim there also are bothered. Safik Muksa should be Drabanan. So says the, on the side of the Gemara, Avalor of Nachman lo parech, de Muksa chamira v'havi kein daraisa. Kesavik Muchan, d'asur l'kaman. Safik Muksa is treated like a Safik daraisa, even though it's totally a created area. Sometimes you have a Drabanan that's Yeshlo Ikerman HaTorah. Truma bizman hazeh. So even if you want to say Truma bizman hazeh is Drabanan, it's what we call Yeshlo Ikerman HaTorah. Because Truma is daraisa. It's just that Lamaisa bizman hazeh, for various reasons, is Drabanan. Muksa, the whole world of Muksa, as we mentioned last time from the Rambam and the Raavad, the four different reasons, is whole created Drabanan world. There for sure you might say Drabanan, Lakula. But not true. Some Rishonim formulate this as, no, Muksa we treat is Chamor, and there's where we treated Safek as a Daraisa. So that might be what's behind this shot over here also. They're each one against one, and therefore you should be Machmir. Rabbi Lazar ben Bar Chanina, Maisa Haya, we have a number of stories on the rest of the Amud. There was a story that they moved a pomat. A pomat is a, according to the way it's explained here, a metal holder underneath an earthenware lamp. It's like one of those lamps that's made out of earthenware with a wick inside. And underneath, there's like an outer holder that's made out of metal. So they moved the metal holder on Shabbos after the lamp went out. So who is this following? Which sheet of the Tanoim? Right, that allowed you to move the metal holder, but didn't allow you to move the cheres lamp that was inside the holder. So Ma'an and Kaiman, who are we holding like? In Rebbe Meir, if we hold like Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir, who remember, who didn't hold of Mius, but held of Bussis, and he held that Bussis is usher even after the item of Muksa is no longer there. Right? That's a Migu Diskatsoi. Once it became Muksa. So if it's like Rebbe Meir, it could be Meir, Afilu Pumat Yeyasar. Even the Pumat, even the metal holder, should be Aser to move. In Rebbe Shimon, and if it's like Rebbe Shimon, Afilu Ner Yeymutter. So Rebbe Shimon doesn't hold of any of the Muksa. So even once the candle went out, he should be able to even move the Cheres candle inside. So this story, who are they following that you can only move the outer one? Again, according to Rebbe Meir, you shouldn't be able to. According to Rebbe Shimon, you should be able to even move the inner one. Alakain anon kaimik Rabbi Yehuda. It must be like Rabbi Yehuda shita. Rabbi Yehuda, why? Because Rabbi Yehuda has the middle shita. Rabbi Yehuda du amar ner mos pamut ena mos. Rabbi Yehuda only holds of mius. He holds of muksa machmas mius, but he doesn't hold of the chomer Rabbi Meir of buses after of migu diskatsoi. So he doesn't hold of might not even hold the hold of buses at all. We'll have to see. But so according to him, you can't move the cheres because it became disgusting. So you can't move the inner one because that's motzu machmas miyas. He does hold of that. But after it goes out, you would be able to move the metal outside holder. Period. To me, another story. The Braisa says, ner shahaya humunach agabi tavla. You have a ner, a klich, earthenware lamp that was on a board. It was on a tray. So let's say, you know, like our Shabbos candle trays. So you have this cheres that was on the tray. So what happened? Mislaga tavla vaner nofel. They moved the tray. And the candle, no, fell. The candle would be able to fall, meaning you didn't move it directly. It says the Gemara, one second. Are you doing this when the candle's lit? Was that the story? You're allowed to move a candle that's on a tray when the candle is lit? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, karvud zeli de chiyav tchadas. That's a daraisa. Are you moving a candle when it's lit? Even if you're moving it directly, you're moving the tray underneath it? Lifanav, if you move it and the oil that's in the lamp goes a little closer to the wick, so you're making it burn better. Mishamavir, that's like lighting a fire. That's the malacha of Havara. Le'acharav, if when you move it, the oil goes a little further away from the wick. Mishamachaba, so that it's like extinguishing. So Rabbi Yochanan is shocked to even, that this is the question, that you could, whether you can move a tray while it's lit. So the Gemara said, no. Shmuel Baraba Kumi Rabbi Yasa Bekava. No. It went out already. Rabbi Yochanan, calm down. Right, that we're not talking about a case where you're moving it while it is still lit. You're moving it after it went out. And therefore, the issue is one, as we'll see, of buses. Amar Leh, he just answers before we even have the answer to the question. Tanoch Leitcha. Okay, your das should be calmed down. Because you calm me down, I give you a bracha that your das should be calmed down. So there's what to say, but let's first finish the conversation. Aman and Kaiman. So again, so what are we talking about? Who are we holding like? That allows you to move the tray, but doesn't allow you to move the candle itself, the lamp itself. In Krebi Meir, are we talking about Larry Meir? Remeir again, who does not hold of Mius, but does hold of buses, I feel the tablet asura. Even the tablet should be asura. Why? Because the tray was a buses to the burning lamp, wick, and therefore it should be a buses. It should be asura even after it went out. In Krebi Shimon, I feel an area, but Rebi Shimon, who doesn't hold the Muxmach with Mius, should allow you to even move the candle. Ella Khan, same thing, like we said, Krebi Huda, must be Krebi Huda, Krebi Huda Amr, Ner Maus, Tavla Eina Mu'usa. The ner becomes boss, therefore you can't move the candle, that's muksa, but the board is not ma'us, and therefore one is allowed to move the board. Two things. Number one, this Gemara also comes up in the Bavli, in Shabbos Kuf Chaf, and the Rishonim there discuss what exactly is the case. Menara is a tavla, benachas, vihino felas. V'im kavsa, kavsa. The Gemara there seems like it's lit. The Gemara there in Shabbos Kuf Chaf seems like it's still lit. The question is, if it's still lit, then isn't it like Rabbi Yochanan was very upset? So says the Mi'iri, maybe you move it very slowly and gently and carefully so the oil doesn't swish or swash either way. And therefore, there's no malacha being done. And even if it moves a drop, it's in the Ketuvah Shein HaMiskavein. Upsikresha, it's possible to move it without the oil. You move it very slowly without the oil going this way or that way, and therefore you move it benachas. And it says the Meiri, five pshatim. Upirshu gdoli adoros, b'shein sham shemen, v'yefsha shetipo, v'lo techabesh, v'yei sham shemen, v'yefsha shot techabesh v'yichaz amayim. He says, he quotes from the gdoli adoros, which is, he says, eni odel mi miskavin rabenu, in the footnotes. Right? That's it's like the day of Yerushalmi. That, there's no more oil there. So maybe that's the point. V'yesh mefarshim, b'ner shel shava, a wax candle. There's no oil. So we're talking about a wax candle. V'yesh mefarshim me'acher shu malacha shenetzricha legufa ve'inu miskavein af ipsikresha mutter. Whoa, getting into big sugyas, right? Maybe you're doing it for a different reason. You remember we discussed in the second parak. You're not doing it in order to extinguish to save the wick, which would be a malacha shenetzricha legufa. It's a malacha shenetzricha legufa. And most a drabanan in a miskavein v'yod ipsikresha delonichale v'yesh mefarshim shme'acher shenu machabe ela goreim. It's grama. It's psikresha al yedei grama. Psikresha de grama. So we paskin mutter psikresha de grama because you're not actually causing it to go out. You're not directly putting it out. You are causing the oil to go a little further, and the Meiri calls that grama. This relates to the sugyas of psikresha. Psikresha, as we know, is a case where you do act A, which will vadai cause act B. Right, and that we pass on as Asa Daraisa on Shabbos. Asa Daraisa. You know the fridge light is on, but I have no kavana. I just have kavana to open the fridge. But you know the light is on. The halacha is Asa Daraisa. Asa Daraisa because that's, you want, and you, it's Sikresha the Nichale, because you're very happy that the fridge light would be on. You could see better into the refrigerator. So that's Sikresha. We pass on that is Asa. There's a question in the Achronim, what exactly is the Svara for Psik Resha? I don't have Kavana, so why should that be Aser? I have I'm doing Act A. I'm dragging a bench, and it's a heavy bench, and it's a soft earth. So it's Vada going to make a ditch. But I have no Kavana to do that. So those are the two. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has this in the first parak in Maseches Ksubis. So is that Aser because it's Kiilu you had Kavana? If it's Vaday going to happen, you can't say I didn't have Kavana. A, will Vaday cause Act B? You had Kavana, and therefore, tough luck on you. That's how it's looked at halachically. Or, no, you didn't have Kavana. But Act A causes Act B for sure. Kavana for Act A is enough to be chayav for B, because the actions are considered combined and connected. You don't need Kavana for Act B. You only have Kavana for Act A. But Maisim Mitzurafim. Right, the actions are considered connected enough so that you would be chay for that case. Again, many nafkaminas to those two pshatim of psik resha. But psik resha is there's a many different permutations of psik resha. What the Miri just referred to, psik resha lo nichalei. If you don't want the results, you have no interest. There's a 2 days in Rashi, dlo ichpaslei or dlo nichalei. You don't care. Or you don't want. Often is you don't care. So that's at most going to be a derabanan. Psik resha de grama, we paskin is mutter, like the Meiri said. Right, let's say, in the olden days, if one remembers, when we used to have those schlocks on top of the sukkah, those plastic, tablecloths, tarps, and after it rains, so you want to sit in the sukkah. So you want to take off the tarp, you roll the tarp off, and the water is going to come down. So if your sukkah is in your backyard, and when you take it off, the water is going to go straight onto the grass, that's the melacha of Zareah. Right, that's psik resha. Even though my kavana is just to get the tarp, the water off the tarp, but if it's going to go directly onto the grass, that's a problem. But if my sukkah is on a porch in the backyard, and then when I take off the tarp, it's first going to hit the cement or the wood, and then it's going to roll, and it's going to move, and then it's going to go onto the grass, that's mutter. That's mutter. That's psik resha ayde grama. Because that's psik resha. It's going, I mean, it's for sure going to happen, but only through an indirect. First it's going to hit the surface, and then it's going to go to the grass after. That's Sikresha de Grama, which is mutter. Sikresha is also mutter de Amir La'akum. De Amir La'akum is mutter, we paskin. If you tell a non-Jew, could you open my fridge? So that's Sikresha de Goy. That's mutter. Then once he opens it, you can take all your stuff out and put it in a different fridge, and he'll close the fridge. So many different, permutations. There's a discussion of Sikresha Lisha Avar, or what's called Suffolk Sikresha. Those are cases. What if you don't know if the light is on? You don't know. Usually psik resha means Act A will in the future do a malacha. Psik resha lisha avar, or called suffix psik resha, that's Machlokas, the Rama, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger. The reality already exists. I just don't know. I just don't know. Right? And whether, they're a little, I want to close this box. There might be flies in it. I don't know. I might be trapping flies. There might not be trapping. Do I have to check? I don't know. Right? That's called suffix psik resha. The Rama talks about that in Yaradeya. What about Yoredeya? It's not Hilchah Shabbos. Not Hilchah Shabbos. Right? What happens? You go to an inn in the olden days, right? You went to an inn and you had your pot that you brought with you and you wanted to cook. You wanted to cook something in your pot for dinner. Problem is, the guy who's staying in the next room has his pot on the same fire. Right? So you're going to put your pot there and then you're going to stoke the fire in order to cook your pot, but you're going to be cooking whatever is in his pot. And maybe he has basa b'chala in his pot. You don't know what's in his pot. So when you're cooking what's in your pot, maybe you're also cooking basa b'chalav in his, but you don't know. You don't know. So that's called, so if it is basa b'chalav, you're vaday doing a problem. And if it's not, so that's called safek psik resha. Safek psik resha. So that's the Ramat, Rabbi Kiva Eger there in Yaradea. Okay, we continue. So says the Gemara. Tani, im hisna alav, mutter. Take out the next word. If you made a tnai, you made a tnai beforehand, let's say what the tie is. I don't want this to be a buses, and after the muksa thing goes out on top, I want to be able to move it. Are you going to make a tnai against migu diskatsoi, kind of, that I don't want this to remain muksa after the muksa reason disappears? So the Brisa says it works. A tnai could work. So who is that like? Manakaiman. Ikre Rabbi Meir, Avidu Asar Lavasar. We'll see. According to Rabbi Meir, a Tanai is not going to work. Tanai doesn't work for every halachic context. We'll talk about that soon. Bez Hashem. So according to Rabbi Meir, a Tanai is not going to work. Ikre Rabbi Shimon, Avidu Asar Lavi Yimotar. Rabbi Shimon doesn't need a Tanai. Rabbi Shimon holds once the candle goes out, you can move it. So according to Rabbi Meir, a Tanai wouldn't work. According to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need a Tanai. So Elaikin on Kaimik Rabbi Yehuda, as we've said twice already. It must be like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ner Ma'us. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Ner is, right, a Ner, once you use a Ner once, it becomes disgusting. We take out the next three words. But if you make a Tanai that I want to use it even afterwards, that's showing it's not Ma'us to you. Ma'us is subjective. And the fact that you make a Tanai that you want to use it after it goes out shows that it is not Muktzah Machmas Mius. So it must be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Ma chomis meimak Rabbi Yehuda and kaimin. Why do you have to say it's like Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Why do you have to say it's like Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe Rabbi Meir would say it tonight works. You're like, Rabbi Shimon doesn't need it tonight. But you're saying, oh, it must be Rabbi Yehuda. Who says that according to Rabbi Meir, it tonight doesn't work? So that we're going to prove it from the following. That it tonight doesn't work, according to Rabbi Meir. Titania, we learned in the Brisa. This is also quoted in the Bavli and Shabbos Daf Kufchaf. Ner shahaya munach achori adeles. You have a candle that is on the back of a door. On the back of a door, you have some type of, let's say, little hanging thing, and you have a candle on the back of a door. So you're allowed to open or close the door. So, posevet al b'Shabbos. The Brisa says, yeah, you could slowly open and close the door on Shabbos. Ubilvad shalo yiskavin lo l'chabas lo l'haver. As long as you don't have kavana to make it go out or make it light more. The Marsha there in Shabbos Kufchav says this is called karov l'psik reisha. It's a very good chance, very high odds that a malacha is going to be done, but it's not vaday. So, is that mutter or aser? Is that called darshen miskaven or is that called psik reisha? If it's karov l'psik reisha. So that's what's going on here. So the Brisa says, you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to move it, as long as you're careful. Rav and Shmuel, patrin le b'shocheach. Rav and Shmuel said, this must be talking about a case of shocheach. Remember we said shocheach? You didn't put the candle there and mean to leave it there all of Shabbos. You meant to take it up before Shabbos, you forgot it. So that doesn't create buses. Remember, buses is only created if you left it there, big kavana, to be there all Shabbos. But yeah, you meant to take the candle off before Shabbos. It was like you meant to turn off the light before Shabbos. You meant to put it on Shabbos mode, right? But you forgot. So that's what Rav and Shmuel says. This case of moving the door must be shocheach. But the Gemara adds, umekalin man da'avik kein. Rav and Shmuel say it must be talking about a case of shocheach, meaning it's not a basis, but they cursed anybody who moved the door. It just means a very strong lashon. They said, it's karav l'psik reisha, don't touch the door. Right? They cursed, and they said this pasuk. Yachriz Hashem la'ish asher yasena, yasena er va'ona. Okay, so they said because it's karav l'psik reisha, that's also aser. So Gemara says, who is this brisa according to that says, you are allowed to move the door, it's not technically, and it must be talking about a case of shocheach. Because if it wasn't shocheach, then the door itself would be a bus, so you wouldn't be able to move it. So who is that according to? Mat is kolam yuchad le'isser aser. Right, we had this 2 days ago. Right, who is the one that said, if you designate, it's going to be aser for a buses? Lo Rabbi Meir. This must be Rabbi Meir's, this Brisa must be following Rabbi Meir's opinion. That, remember, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the buses. He only holds a mius. Rabbi Meir holds of buses and not mius. But so Rabbi Meir holds of buses in this case. So the question is, why did Rav and Shmuel say the only way that this door is not going to be a buses is if shocheach? Is if you forgot it there, that's why it's not going to be a buses. But if it's a door, then you obviously, it's ki'ilu you made a tnai because you use the door all the time to open and to close it. So it's ki'ilu you made a tnai, but you see a tnai is not going to work. It's still going to be a buses. So you see, this Brisa must be Rabbi Meir's opinion, and it must be that a tie doesn't work. Because the fact that it's a door, again, the fact that it's a door means it's ki'ilu you made it tonight, and Rav and Shmuel say the only way this is not going to be a bus is if shocheach. What do you mean if shocheach? Even if you are meniach, maybe it's ki'ilu you made it tonight there. Because obviously you could use your door in Shabbos, and yet Rav and Shmuel say that tonight is not going to work here. Tonight is not going to work here, right? The only way that it's not going to be a bus is if it is shocheach. So the Gemara says, "Haviman tanaim hista alav mutter." So who must be the one that says the tanai would work? Rebbe, switch to Rebbe Yehuda. Period. So meaning it must be Rebbe Yehuda, like we said, right? The brisa that says on Aman Aleph, if you make a tanai, it works. Rebbe Shimon doesn't need a tanai. Rebbe Meir, we just proved tanai doesn't help. So the other one left is Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda would say if you make a Tanai on a Dvar Muksa, that after the reason for its being Muksa disappears, so then that would be okay. Again, a Tanai is a Chiddush HaTorah that we learn from B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain, but as we see from this Gemara, a Tanai doesn't always work. You can't make conditions for anything you want. Right? Remember Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Haaretz on Yevamah says, you can make a Tanai on certain halachic processes that are in your control. Kiddushin and Gerushin and Mechira. I sell this to you only if it rains tomorrow. I sell this to you Lachar Shloshim Yom. You can make a Tanai. You could get married out Tanai. You can get Kiddushin, Gerushin, Mechira. But certain halachic processes, you can't make a Tanai. Right? I'm going to shecht an animal. Perfectly. It only should be a kosher shechit if it rains tomorrow. And you can't do that. If you shechted it properly, it's kosher. It's a chalos de memela. Right? It's a chalos that happens. You don't control that chalos. So you can't make a tanai on that. You can't make a tanai on mashakas batorah. In the sugi yuxubis, masna mashakas batorah. The Torah, I'm going to get married on manas that I do not have these obligations to my wife. Tough luck. You're married and you have the obligations to your wife. Right? So you can't make a tanai against, but so the tanai doesn't always work. I'm going to only if. You can't only if. Big sugya, can you make a tanai on mitzvos? I do a mitzvah, but I only want the mitzvah, I don't know. I think that I'm not sure if my minion is going to miss my Kriya Shema, so I'm going to say Shema in the morning. But I know it's better to say Kriya Shema with his brachas. So what am I going to do? I'm going to say, if my minion is going to miss my Kriya Shema, then this Kriya Shema that I'm saying now should be my mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But if it makes my Kriya Shema, then what I'm saying now should only be like Kriya Shema, like reading in the Torah. And my real Kriya Shema should be later, I'll say to our brachas. That's a big shiloh. Could you make a tanai on mitzvahs? You're doing a mitzvah. Maybe it's automatic. You can't make a tanai on mitzvahs. It's a famous tanai of the Avnei Nezer about eating matzah. You're missing chatzos right before chatzos. Okay, but so you can't make a tanai on everything. So here too is an example that you might not be able to make a tanai. We discussed a couple of days ago the Bahag Kabbalah Shabbos. 2 days in the Bahag. When a woman lights candles, is it automatically? Could she make a tanai? Also, not every situation can you make a tanai. Okay, so now we continue. Aval, second line. This is a hemshecha of the brisa that we had back on Daf Lamed Beis 2 days ago. Remember the brisa that we've been talking about, 3 different days, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, about Muksa. So now the continuation of that brisa, Aval Kos V'Karav Ashashis. But if you're not talking about moving a small lamp, but you're talking about a very large reservoir of oil, a large lamp, Af Alpisha Kabu Asuli Gabahen, that even Rabbi Shimon would agree you can't move it even after it goes out. Even Rabbi Shimon, who's the most mako, will say if you have a large oil receptacle, you can't move it after it goes out. Rabbi Tevi, B'shem Rav Chizda, Afilu Rabbi Shimon. Why? Do Amar Taman Mutter, over there by a small candle, he says, a small lamp, he says, Mutter, why? Madu HaChashu Aser. He would agree Aser. What do you mean? He doesn't hold the buses after it goes out. Shim Omer At Lo Shehu Mutter, because if you say it's Mutter, that he'd be able to use the oil that's left over afterwards, Afu Mechabe Osan Mishtamish Bon. There's so much oil here that we're choshes that he's going to want to use it, and he's going to try to put it out before it goes out. Because he's going to want to use it, so there's a chashash kiboy. So Rabbi, if it's a tiny little lamp, so you're not going to focus on what's a little bit left in there, there's no reason to make a gzeira. But here, by a large container, so therefore we say that even Rabbi Shimon would be worried, would be choshesh, and therefore even he would say it's aser. If you look in the Bavli, in the parallel sugya dav emdala, there's a different reason for Rabbi Shimon, Mode Rabbi Shimon, different reason, not this gzeira, but you can look there for another reason. Rabbi Mana says, so, Bikadmesa, our Havamina. Bikadmesa, we're going to have in 10 lines. This is what we originally thought, and this is what we thought now. Bikadmesa, we originally thought, Havinan Savrin Meimar, we thought that the machlokes that we've been talking about, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, machlokes about buses, this was all about, remember, what you have a lamp, and the lamp is holding the oil, and the oil also has the wick inside. So the lamp is a buses for the oil and for the wick. So we think our hava mina here is that everybody would agree that the machlokes there would be an iser even if the oil after it goes out, if the wick would still be around. Because then it could still be the wick is totally off limits, and therefore there should be a buses even if the oil goes out, but the wick is still there. So ma pligin, the machlokus is ba'osa shakaba after it went out b'shegiru ha'achbar mesapsila, and maybe I don't know some mice came and took the wick out of it. So there's nothing left in here. Meaning it was a basis for the oil, and now there's no more wick, so that's where there's a machlokas, whether the status of or not. Ba'afutza, or maybe the wick became stuck in the hole where the wick is supposed to go out, so it's basically stuck to the side of the lamp, so it's batal to the lamp. So it's as if it's not there. And even if the mice didn't take the wick, or maybe it's not stuck, if there's some oil still left over in there, so then the wick is going to be bottled to the oil. The oil is more valuable than the wick. And therefore, it's ki'ilu, there's no wick in there. So in all these cases, basically, it's a case where there was a malacha done, the lamp had been abuses to the oil, the wick is not valuable anymore, either if it's not there or it's batel. So that's where we have a machlokas. Remeir says it still has the status of basis, therefore it's migud diskatsoi, it's aser. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. That's what we thought to, in any of these cases, again, it's no longer a basis, Rabbi Shimon is matir, and Remeir would be machmir. And just before we get to the maskana, the Gemara just says, taman taninan, and where do you see that if something is less significant, like in this last suggestion, the wick, if there's some oil left, then we only think it's a buses to the oil and not to the wick. So where do you see that? Tamantadina, because we have a Mishnah later on. No Daladam is Benova Evan Biado. You're allowed to carry your child if your child is holding a Dvar Muksa. The stone is in his hand. Let's say your child's holding a rattle. Right? A rattle is Muksa on Shabbos. Right? A type of toy. Or a rock. The Kalkal of Evan Bisocha. Or a basket with a rock inside. Why? Because there's other stuff. This might be a muksa davar, basel davar, asel davar mutter, or the Gemara is bringing it to show that the more important thing in your hand is your child, not the rock. And therefore the child, the rock is batel. The tiny debased rabbi, ha'evin, vochlin shebesocha, in the basket has a rock and food inside. And therefore, that proves that the less valuable item, like in our case, the wick will be batel to the oil, if there's a little oil that's left. This was all what we thought. Again, the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir is a case where there was a buses to the oil and the wick is negligible right now. Because if the wick would still be there, the lamp would be a buses to the wick and there wouldn't be a shaila of, oh, it's already finished. No, it's still a buses to the wick. But then we said, lo avina namrin klum. But what we said is meaningless. Lo avina namrin klum, meaning lo maskana, Rabbi Shimon rejects buses totally. So even if the wick was still there, he would say it's mutter. Where do you see that from? Sha'arei Rabbi Ruminus, Hotzi Machla, Mishal Beis Rabbi. One time Rabbi Berinus took out a whole shovel full, Malei Gechalim B'Shabbos, a whole shovel full of coals on Shabbos. Islacha Meimar Gabi Gechalim Afutzosein. What could you say by coals? Oh, they're somehow Afutzos. They're connected to the shovel and bundled to the shovel. El B'Sheish L'Tocha Shemen. There's oil there? Meaning, why? How would anybody allow that? You're allowed to move a shovel with hot coals in it? Why isn't that a basis? It must be there's a shita out there. The only one possible is Rabbi Shimon that doesn't hold the buses at all. Doesn't hold the buses at all. So therefore, even if the wick would still be there, there wouldn't be a problem. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe that shovel is not a raya. Amar Rabbi Yavo, kiyamte kratim shel bosim hayaba. Maybe in that shovel there was some unburned pieces of incense spice that you could use on Shabbos. Meaning the shovel was a buses davar asur, ula davar amutter. So there's no raya. There's no raya that somebody rejects buses totally, so maybe go back to what we thought in the Hava Mina. Period. We'll have to stop there, and we will continue with Rabbi Ba next time.